What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, just back from his honeymoon. He and his beautiful new bride, Cindy, they were at Mar-a-Lago. And we'll find out, when you're up close and personal with the former president, what's that like? Having dinner at an adjacent table to the former president of the United States and a bunch of his Secret Service people. we'll find out what that's like. Also, at 1:30, we're going to visit with Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. And they're asking folks to donate to help an operation to expand the Protect Our Girls initiative. They're going to be getting signatures, and that costs money. We'll talk about why they're doing it and how they're doing it. And I did not know this, but it's true. A girl here in Nevada, a girl as young as 9 can get an abortion without a parent even knowing, let alone consenting. Did you know that? A girl as old as 9, or I'm sorry, as young as 9, I guess you could say, can get an abortion without parental consent or approval. That just about blew me away. We'll talk about that with Melissa Clement and why it's so important to get signatures on this initiative petition. I love it that people are becoming activists, organizations like Nevada Right to Life. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Idaho has just become the first state to enact a law modeled after a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That by allowing civil lawsuits to avoid constitutional court challenges, the governor has signed the measure that allows people who would have been family members to sue a doctor who performs an abortion after cardiac activity is detected in the baby. The United States has determined Russian troops are committing war crimes.
Secretary of State Blinken announced that based on information currently available, the U.S. government assesses that members of Russia's forces have committed war crimes. He said the assessment was based on a careful review of public and intelligence sources since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine last month. Blinken said the Biden administration would work with others to prosecute offenders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State, has died of cancer. President Bill Clinton chose her as America's top diplomat in 1996. She was 84. Casualties mounting for Russia.
A senior NATO official speaking on condition of anonymity estimates between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of fighting. That estimate is based on information from Ukrainian officials, information Russia has released, whether intentional or not, and on intelligence from open sources. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, it appeared Russian forces would swiftly topple Ukraine's government. But instead, Ukrainian troops have put up unexpected resistance. Now, Russia is bogged down in a grinding military campaign with no end in sight. I'm Mike Hempen.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A new intelligence poll indicates former Attorney General Adam Laxalt has a commanding lead in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate, and Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has a narrow lead in the Republican primary for governor. The survey shows Laxalt with 57%, followed by Sam Brown with 19%. In the governor's race, Lombardo leads with 28%. Former Senator Dean Heller gets 22%. With North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee at 13%, Reno lawyer at 9%. The poll of 500 likely primary voters has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.4%. The police have closed their investigation into a local restaurant, saying there was no criminal intent in connection with the customer complaints. They were served adulterated food. Police and local health officials began an investigation into Secret of Siam last month after customers complained about feeling odd after eating at that restaurant, and some later tested positive for THC. Health district officials say the investigation is not done. Secret of Siam officials have not said if
they have plans to reopen.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got that disabled semi there on the right side. That's 515 northbound after Boulder Highway. Also, remember those lane restrictions continue on the 515 with that bridge reconstruction project. That is both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group right now. Well, he is back from Mar-a-Lago. Wayne Allen Root joins us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne, first of all, you and Cindy must have had just a marvelous, marvelous time. What can you tell us about your honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? It's good to be back, but it was a wonderful week. Definitely a surreal week. I think I said this to you last week, that Cindy at first, you know, just did not want to do it, because she's like, a honeymoon is supposed to be two people away, alone in Hawaii, you know? It's not supposed to be parties every night at Mar-a-Lago and hanging with the president at Mar-a-Lago and going to Republican events at Mar-a-Lago. You know, we never were alone for 1 minute and 6 days. So I owe her a second honeymoon, no question about it. And we'll do that sometime this summer where it's just the two of us. But it was just nonstop parties every single night. You know, that's all they do down in Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach is parties, events. It was incredible. It's the greatest party scene I've ever seen in my life with successful Republicans. But we had a great time. I have a great photo with the president, me and Cindy, hanging out with the president and also with Melania. And I got a chance to hang out with Rudy Giuliani and his son Andrew, who's running for governor of New York. And I had a chance to hang out with Roger Stone and Congressman Madison Crawford and Evander Holyfield and Tito Ortiz of UFC fame and Frank Mir of USC fame. And I don't know, the list goes on and on and on. I was with so many famous people. It was incredible. And I had photos with all of them. I'll put them up on Facebook and Twitter and, well, not Twitter, but Getter and Parler and all my other sites sometime probably tomorrow morning. Just haven't had a chance yet. But it was a great experience. And we had dinner, let's see, 4 out of 5 nights that we had dinner at Mar-a-Lago, we were sitting next to the President of the United States 4 of those 5 nights. You know, we were at the table right next to him. And had a chance to talk to him and wave over to him and say goodbye and shake hands goodbye. And so it was just really an incredible experience. How many people get to eat dinner at the table next to the president with Secret Service standing around 4 out of 5 nights? Went to the Lincoln Day dinner there, was introduced to the crowd at the Lincoln dinner. Great honor. You know, they introduced all the famous people at the front of the dinner. And I was glad to come out with Mark Levin and Governor DeSantis and Governor Marco Rubio. And lots of great people. My good friend Kevin Sorbo of Hercules fame was the host of the whole event. So we all got introduced to start the event. That was pretty cool stuff. And then I got to watch a speech from the President of the United States. President Trump came out and gave a speech to the Palm Beach County annual dinner, and Governor DeSantis did, and Rubio did, and Scott did, Senator Scott, Rick Scott. So it was really an incredible star-studded event, and I'm so honored that they thought to introduce me to the crowd to start the event. So just a great, great week. And then it ended the very last night, Kevin, that we were there was Monday night. We came home yesterday, late Tuesday. But our last dinner was Monday night. I thought I was going to finally have a dinner alone on my honeymoon with my wife, Cindy. And at the last minute, a famous, wonderful minister by the name of David Crank called me to say that he was in town and having a birthday party for his wife, Nicole Crank, another famous minister. And it was a surprise party featuring some of the top ministers in America, TV ministers in America. And would I come? They'd love to have me as part of it. We went, me and Cindy went. So that was another star-studded amazing event. So it was just a great week, great week.
That is amazing. Watching the former president in his element with all these people around and listening to his speech to the local group there, what is your sense of what he is up to? I mean, is he running for president or not?
Oh, no, he's definitely running for president. If you saw the latest approval, and first of all, I always think they oversample Democrats at all these polls, and they showed Biden, I think it was 41% approval. That's way too high. But Trump's at 59% approval. So you tell me whether he should run for president or not. 59% approval versus the guy in office at 41%. Trump's beating him by 18 points, magnificent landslide. So, yeah, Trump's going to run for office. And I did have a chance to tell him what I really thought, which was, President Trump, I got to say one negative thing. He's like, what? I said, I want you to run in 2024, but we can't wait to 2024. We're not going to last. America will not survive another 3 years of Joe Biden. I don't know if we could survive 3 weeks or 3 months of Joe Biden. And he just looked at me and said, I might agree with you. I might agree with you. He didn't want to commit to, no, we're not going to survive. But he said, I might agree with you. I think he understands. It's a very dire situation, Kevin. This country and this economy is hanging by a string, above a cliff. And we're all going to crash and die and burn. And it's that bad. And I'm just scared to death what the future is going to bring. This guy, Biden, has wrecked America. I don't believe it's Biden. He's a brain-dead zombie with dementia. But I do believe it's Barack Obama, back for a third term to destroy this country and finish the job he wanted to start to fundamentally change America. And I think everyone knows that it's happening so fast around us. Nobody is in control anymore. No one knows how fast this car is going, heading towards a wall. And it's really bad. And we might have World War III. We might have a nuclear attack. We might have an EMP attack. We might run out of gas. We might have the most massive food shortage anyone has ever seen. You do realize all the food in the world, basically all the grain in the world comes from Ukraine and Russia, and all the fertilizer in the world comes from Russia, and all of the computer chips come from Taiwan. So between Russia and Ukraine at war, we have no fertilizer. We have no more grain. All of this is going to hit home in another 3-4 months. There's going to be no food in America. And if China chooses to invade Taiwan, we're going to have no more computer chips that run every car, every cell phone, every oven, every stove, everything in America that runs on computers, which is everything. All the chips are made in Taiwan. If China controls it and they don't like us and they withhold it, our entire country grinds to a halt. There's so many bad things happening. There's no way we survive till 2024. So it scares me whether Trump runs or not.
Well, now you're scaring me, because now I start asking the question, is it enough to just win the House, win the Senate, win local races, constitutional races? Is it enough, or is it going to take something else?
No, it's not enough. And also, how do you know we're going to win? I think Republicans are way overly confident. And I'm overly confident that the whole nation has turned against Biden, and everybody hates Democrats and Biden now. And it would be a massive landslide, the biggest of all time in November, if elections were not crooked and rigged. But they are crooked and they are rigged. Certainly in blue states and battleground states, there's a lot of rigging and theft and fraud going on. And this idea that you could just mail in a ballot and no voter ID is the biggest fraud in the history of mankind. So I think we're way overconfident. I know we'd win in a massive landslide if all things were equal and all things were fair and honest. But they're not, Kevin. Anybody who assumes they are, like, take Nevada. Do you really believe we're going to win the governor, the senator, Congress? I don't know. I think we have some good candidates this year. I think it's the best shot we've had. I think it should be a red wave. But what does it matter if Nevada elections are rigged and fixed? And I believe they are. Barbara Sivaski is a liar. They are rigged and fixed. And they are just as simple as mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and no voter ID. They're rigged and fixed. Now add in every illegal vote because they all get their driver's license at DMV and they're automatically registered. So anyone who tries to tell me they're not rigged and fixed is a liar and a fraud. That's all I'll say. A liar and a fraud. Now, can we overcome that in a red wave year? Maybe. I've always said Democrats rig and fix elections, and they steal at least somewhere between 6 and 10 points in every election. And you have to win by 12 or 14 or 20 in order to overcome the rigging. I think we're going to win in such a landslide this November that we could overcome a 10-point rig. But I just want everyone to understand, the elections are rigged.
Let me ask you, Joe Biden right now is en route to Brussels. He's going to meet with NATO and our allies in Europe. What can we hope for from this session with NATO and our president?
That he never comes home. I'm joking
now,
around. Don't quote me on that. Don't let right wing watch quote me on that. That was a joke. And listen, he's a feeble old man who could die at any minute. Whether it's a heart attack or COVID or pneumonia, it could happen at any second. Anyone who doesn't understand that's living in a dream world, which means Kamala Harris is a heartbeat away from the presidency. She is the single dumbest person to ever be in high office in the United States of America. She is a complete, Joe Biden's not dumb. He just has dementia. Barack Obama may be a communist, but Barack Obama's super smart. John Kerry's super smart. There's a lot of smart people out there. The Clintons, I may hate them, but they're brilliant people. Kamala Harris is as dumb as a doorknob. She's as dumb as a tree stump. If she becomes president of the United States, we're in more trouble than Joe Biden. So believe me, I don't wish anything bad on Joe Biden, but here's my gut instinct, Kevin. I believe Democrats, and I've said this before, they know they've got to dump Joe Biden, throw him under the bus as soon as possible. And they know, they know that Kamala Harris cannot be the replacement because she is that dumb and that hated by the American people. We all despise her. We all know she's an idiot who got there only because she's a black woman. So everybody knows that. So in my opinion, they're going to make plans over the next few months to dump both Biden and Kamala. And it's obvious it's happening because the very same media that covered up every problem with Biden and covered up his dementia and covered up his son Hunter's laptop, they're all now coming out with stories about how Hunter's laptop was real and Wayne Root was right from day one. I got kicked off Twitter for life for mentioning Hunter's laptop. And now it's totally, completely proven that I'm correct and that it's real and it wasn't Russian disinformation. So why do you think the New York Times and the Washington Post are suddenly coming out and admitting that the Hunter laptop is real, where he has emails that call Joe Biden the big guy who wants 10% of every deal? Because they're looking to dump Joe Biden, and then they can't allow Kamala to become president. They've got to dump Kamala, too. So I don't know what the plan is, but believe me when I tell you they're coming up with one fast.
And by the way, is Hunter Biden going to be indicted? There are all kinds of media reports out and people speculating. Do you think he's going to be indicted?
I have no idea. Remember, how would I know? We're in such a corrupt country at this point, and the DOJ is so corrupt. I have two minds on this. One is he'll never be indicted because that would take down Joe Biden, and they can't let that happen. And number two, he's absolutely going to be indicted because they now know that Joe Biden is horribly flawed and has dementia, and the whole world knows it, and they can't hide it anymore, and they've got to get rid of him. So Hunter Biden going down would lead to Joe Biden resigning or being forced out of office, and that's what they need. So it's going to be one of those two, and we'll see. If he is indicted, the only reason why is because they decided they have to get rid of Joe Biden, and I believe they have.
What do you make of the local polls just out today or late yesterday relative to the Senate race? Adam Laxalt well out in front in that race. And then in the governor's race, Joe Lombardo with a lead, but not as big a lead as I thought it was going to be, with Dean Heller coming in second. What do you make, or have you had a chance to see the polls at all?
No, I saw them. Listen, I follow this stuff 24 hours a day, even on my honeymoon, and even when I'm going to parties every night. So, yeah, I read all this yesterday in the RJ, or maybe it was the day before, actually, in the RJ. So, listen, first of all, there's no surprise there. What really bothers me about politics is money determines the winner, and whoever raises the most money is usually the one who has the most support from the establishment and the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the people in charge of the RNC and the DNC. And it's just all a vicious cycle. So if you have the support of the major establishment parties, you get all the money from all the big donors. And then everyone says, you're the favorite. And then the polls show, you're the favorite. It doesn't mean you're the right candidate. It doesn't mean you should have won. It just means that you have all the bad guys' money, the same people that are destroying this country. All these people care about. The head of Burger King doesn't care about America. He cares about Burger King. The head of Home Depot doesn't care about America. He cares about Home Depot. You know, the head of Microsoft, Bill Gates, doesn't care about anything but Microsoft and his own fortune. So these people own the front runner. So, okay, Joe Lombardo raised the most money. Adam Laxalt raised the most money. Does that make them the best candidate? No, but it sure might make them the winner come June 14th. I think that was the date, right? The primary is June 14th, I think.
Yep.
So it may make them the winner. So the polls don't surprise me, but I think most polls don't show the true picture of what's going on. I don't think they poll the right people. I think they oversample liberals and Democrats and people who don't know anything, you know, uneducated voters. I'd have to see if this poll samples insiders, meaning people that are likely voters, or do they sample anyone with a pulse who's registered to vote? I'm guessing the latter. If you've sampled anyone and everyone, they're going to pick the guy who has the most TV ads. That's Lombardo and Laxalt. If you look at straw polls in every county in the entire Nevada, Joe Lombardo is losing like 60-5 to Joey Gilbert. If you look at straw polls, Sam Brown is crushing Laxalt. The people who know, actually, in this state, who are kind of Trump conservatives, like Sam Brown, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong, I'm just telling you the reality on the ground. They like Sam Brown better than Adam Laxalt. They like Joey Gilbert better than Joe Lombardo. But the insiders who run the establishment parties and who run these polls love Lombardo and Laxalt. So who's going to win? I don't know. I'm not making endorsements. I'm not coming out and saying a word. I'm going to let the primary voters decide. But I don't think it's over yet, and I don't think those polls are totally reflective of what's going on the ground. I think they're just reflective of the average uneducated person who knows absolutely nothing, low-information voters who've seen a number of TV ads. But in the end, that's who may determine who gets the nomination.
Final minute. How can folks find the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and how's it doing?
It's doing great, and it's by Wayne Allyn Root. Yours truly. It's available at Amazon. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com as well, Amazon.com. And in any fine bookstore, just ask for it, and they'll get it in if they don't have it. And you can find Everything Starts at RootForAmerica.com. That's my website, RootForAmerica.com. So you can find out about the book there. You can find out about my radio shows there, my podcast there, my videos and video podcasts and video commentaries and written commentaries all are there. RootForAmerica.com. And, of course, this afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 670.
I will be listening. Wayne, welcome home. I give my best to your beautiful bride, Cindy, and we'll talk again next week, my friend.
Thank you. God bless. Root for America.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6 right here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allyn Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-